Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chad Johnson, the former Bachelor in Paradise star, you know, the one that would eat like all of the deli meat and got kicked off after the first episode.
No, but that sounds like I could have been on The Bachelor then.
Well, he has gone on a Twitter rampage, and no one from Bachelor Nation is safe, including Colton Underwood, Sarah Harone, Dean Ungler, and Nick Vile, and literally so many more that he's already gone after. Wow, no one knows exactly what sparked this like recent outrage against his former co-stars and also people that he has never even filmed with. Chad is certainly not holding back. It appears a 31-year-old reality TV personality has weighed in on Blake Horstman's complicated love triangle with Caitlin Miller-Keys and Christina Schulman. Earlier this week, Nick Vile chimed in on The Bachelor in Paradise star's romance, and that's what first kind of sparked Chad, and he responded to Nick, and then he has not stopped going after everyone from the franchise. Lil Nas X is helping out a Georgia boy named David with Lyme disease. David was diagnosed in 2018, and it is wrecking his nervous system so bad that he can no longer walk across a room without assistance. His family estimates that his medical bills will cost them around $20,000 in 2019 alone. They started a GoFundMe page to help them with the funds, and David's friend decided to tweet at Lil Nas X as kind of a long shot try for some help. She tweeted at the rapper telling him that a boy that attends the same high school Lil Nas X graduated from is very sick with Lyme disease and his family is struggling with the payment. Lil Nas X tweeted back and said that he would pay the remainder of the $20,000 that has not been donated yet. So Lil Nas X alone will be donating $13,000 to this family that he's never even met.
What a good dude.
I know. Love it. Cardi B was asked if she would ever run for office because of her interest in politics.
I'm into politics, but, you know, I'd rather leave that to somebody that, like, they're really into it. I'm passionate about it, but it's just, like, I need somebody that is, like, you know, I'm focused on so many things.
She knows where her lane is and where to stay. I like it. Cardi B also commented on Jay-Z's new deal with the NFL.
I think that he could make a change. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he just didn't win on an NFL deal without an agreement. Like, I feel like he went in there like, all right, if you guys want me to work with y'all need to bring my peoples in there. Y'all need to
Makes
do
sense.
Things my way. It's gonna change it. I feel like Jay-Z could bring back Colin Kaepernick. I feel like he has that power.
He certainly could allow him to try out for his team, whatever he's gonna
right,
be partial
exactly.
owner of.
Exactly. Jamie Foxx was spotted with a woman named Cella Vabe outside a West Hollywood nightclub on Friday night. So the 51-year-old actor, singer, and record producer and the model and singer attended Lil Pump's 19th birthday celebration at Boosty Bellows. They were photographed holding hands as they left the celebrity hotspot around 2 a.m. Vabe is Foxx's newest recording artist, and a source says she's just a girl he's helping out, a younger singer. Foxx and Vabe have not commented on their night out. Meanwhile, Katie Holmes, who has been romantically linked to Foxx since 2013, was photographed walking in New York City. Neither one of them have confirmed their relationship, but it's almost like they didn't have to because everyone just knows Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx have been together for a while now.
But aren't they off right now? I feel like they're on, then they're off.
No, it's like normally they're not on and off like this at all. At the end of July, Foxx and Vabe were photographed hanging out with the film producer Adam Selkowitz at Michael B. Jordan's NBA Jam event at Dave & Buster's Hollywood. So, interesting, something to look out for. Swifties, being Swifties they are and basically being detectives, were certain a Dixie Chicks collaboration was coming between them and Taylor Swift. Thanks to a clue in the music video for Taylor's song, Me, there was like a framed portrait of the country trio in the background of one of the shots.
Okay.
So, of course, you're like, oh my gosh, there has to be a collaboration. After releasing the title track of her upcoming album, Taylor Swift has announced the titles of all 18 songs on her new Lover album. And she shared the news on Instagram on Friday and confirmed her collaboration with the Dixie Chicks on a single called Soon You'll Get Better, which is the 12th song listed on her album. And Lover is still set to release this week on August 23rd.
Dang it. I was hoping there'd be like Goodbye Earl Part 2.
Would that
have been a good song?
Epic.
Goodbye,
epic,
Earl.
Epic, epic. Either way, I'm so excited for it.
Live the Web Girl with the Garbage this morning. Thank you very much.